Shalom to all! Today we're learning Maseches Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet to find Ruziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. Now, at the beginning of the Perek in the previous Mishnah, we started talking about Karbanos Toida, and perhaps the main feature of the Toida is that it comes along with 40 Lechamim, 40 different loaves, 30 which are matzah, 10 which are chametz. And here we're going to talk about other Karbanos that come along with Lechamim. The Mishnah tells us, Hamiluim, these are the Karbanos brought at the inauguration of the Mishkan, and Aaron and his sons brought, Hayubayin Kematzah Shabbat Toida. They came along with loaves like the matzah of the Karban Toida, Chalos Rikikin Revucha, so it's three different types, three different styles. Those were brought along with the Miluim. Whereas Hanazirus, a Karban brought by a Nazir, Haisaba Shtei Yadais B'matzah Shabbat Toida, that comes along with Lachamim as well, but only two out of the three styles that the Toida has. Chalos Rikikin V'ein Ba Revucha, but there's no Revucha. Nimtzu, it turns out, Asar Kaban Yerushalmiyos, that the ones brought by a Nazir were 10 Kav based off of the Yerushalmi measurement, Shehen Shisha Sronis V'aduyon, that's 60 Sarons and the extra. This word Aduyon is the word Oid, which means a little bit more, but it's the plural form of Oid. So you say Aduyon, and so it's basically 6 2/3 Isarines. That's how much flour was used in the carbon of the Nazir. Now we go back to discussing Taida, which again we had said there was 40 different Lachamim. Says the Mishnah, Mikulan Hayu Noitel Echer Me'asara Truma, from each one of the styles of Lachamim. Four different styles, each one has 10 Lachamim, so it's a total of 40 Lachamim. The Kain would take one out of every style as a Truma. That was for the Kaihanim. Shenemar the Pasuk says, V'hikri Menu Echer Mikol Carbon Truma Lashem. And he shall be makriv one from every carbon as a truma for Hashem. So one loaf was taken from each of the styles. Now, what do we learn from this pasuk? When it says the word echad, one, that tells us shalo yital paros, it shouldn't be a broken piece. It has to be a full loaf. And when the pasuk says mikol carbon from every carbon, that means you call a carbon is shavin, all have to be equal. In other words, there has to be 10 of each style for a total of 40. And also, v'shalo yital mikarbon l'chaveroi, we can't take from one carbon to another, which means we can't take two loaves from one style and none from the other. It's one loaf from each style. And lastly, when the pasuk says l'kayin hazarik es dam hashlamim lo yiyeh, to the kayin who's sprinkling the blood of the shlamim, to him it shall be. This tells us that the kayhan were serving the base of mikdash when this carbon tide is being brought. They get to keep these l'chamim, whereas v'ashar nechal v'aylim, the rest of the l'chamim, the other 36 that are remaining, those are eaten by the owners. And on to the next mishnah. Now the following is very important to know. Anything dedicated or consecrated to the base of mikdash has a certain level of kedusha. The most basic is called kedushas damim. As for example, when somebody donates something to the bedek habayis, the fund that's used for the upkeep and maintenance to the base of Mikdash, it has Kedushas Damim, and that's one level. Now, a higher level is called Kedushas Aguf, where the actual thing itself is Kadosh. This Kedusha usually applies to a carbon, and there's a number of nafkaminas, a number of practical differences in between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf. For example, if we have an animal which only has Kedushas Damim, if it becomes Pusul or it gets a Mum, it becomes disqualified for some reason or another, or maybe it becomes Tameh, so it could be redeemed. We could transfer its Kedusha off of it, no problem, and then the animal's just a regular animal, and we use that money to purchase a new animal. However, Kedushas Haguf is unlike that. If it becomes disqualified for some reason, or tameh, or something else happens to it, sometimes it has to be burned or just left to die. We don't necessarily just say, oh, let's just be paidet, let's transfer this kedusha off onto money. So now we discuss this in regards to carbon taida. As we know, the taida comes along with 40 different lachamim, and when those lachamim are made, they only have kedushas damim. When do they get elevated to kedushas aguf? That's when the shechita of the carbon happens. Now we see how this would make a difference in a number of given situations. The Mishnah tells us, hashechas ha-taida b'fnim. He shechs the carbon taida inside, that's inside the azara, where it's supposed to be shechted, but v'lach mechutz l'chayma, the breads of the Toida are outside of the wall. They're outside of Yerushalayim. We know they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but they're outside for whatever reason. Loi kadosh alechem. The lechem has not become kadosh. It's not the higher level of kedushas aguf. It's just kedushas damim. For example, if it becomes tameh, we could just be paid it, no problem, and get new lechamim. We wouldn't have to burn them. Also, shechata hachalei karban batanur, let's say shechted the karban Toida before the bread had fully crossed it over in the oven. Avilu karmu kulon, even if all of them had crossed it over, chutz me'ech mehen, just one of them wasn't fully baked, loy kadosh alechem, the lechem isn't this elevated level of kedusha. Now let's say shchata chutzos manu chutzlam kaima, he shechted the carbon taida with an improper intention of chutzos manu chutzlam kaima, which we discussed extensively at the beginning of this mesechta and meseches vachem as well, where the thought is that he's going to do one of the avodas beyond the proper time or outside of the proper place. So in this case, kadosh alechem, the lechem does attain this kedusha, even though the carbon's pasul. At the end of the day, it was shechted properly in the proper place, and the lechem was in the proper place and was fully baked, so the lechem now has kedusha as a gof, and it's pasul, which means we would have to burn it. However, shchata v'nimtzas treifa, let's say the carbon taida was shechted and it turned out to be a treifa, which is a certain defect inside of it that renders it completely pasul from the offset. We can't know about it until after shchita because it's inside the animal, but once we discover that it was a treifa, that means that it was always pasul and was really never able to be used as a carbon. So in this case, loy kadosh alechem, the lechem doesn't have this elevated level of kedusha. Now let's say shchata v'nimtzas balas mum, it was shechted and afterwards they discovered that it had a mum, it had a blemish. This is an external blemish, but specifically referring to a very small one. Mer Kadash. Reb Elazar says that the bread did become Kadash, whereas Rechamer, they say Loi Kadash, it's not Kadash, because even though this is a very small mum, for example, a little thing in its eye, that completely apostles the carbon, and then it's no different than a trefa. Another din, Shchata Shloi Lishma, let's say the Taidu was Shechted, Shloi Lishma, or Vechain El Hamiluim, Vechain Shnei Kivsei Atzer, Shchata Shloi Lishma, the ram that's brought in the Miluim, which remember is what Aaron and his sons brought at the inauguration of the Mishkan, which also came along with Lachamim, and the Kivsei Atzer, they also came along with Lachamim, so if those were Shechted Shloi Lishma, Loi Kadash HaLechem, here too, the Lechem is not Kadash. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow on Mishnah Dalar and Hey with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.